B-Pod Studios.
We are lucky, Lauren. You have your cheetah headband on just in time for Steve-O, who has underwear, I remember, that looks exactly like your headband.
You know, maybe it's cut from the same cloth.
Perhaps.
Are you currently wearing that underwear by any chance?
I'm not. Oh. I actually retired it after the first Jackass movie.
Did you?
Yeah, because they turned us all into old men, and the prosthetic remover reacted with the cheetah, just expanded it like all crazy.
Is it somewhere, is it hanging in a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I have a little Steve-O museum closet.
Do you really?
Yeah, I call it Disgraceland.
That's pretty funny. Steve-O is going to be at the Comedy Zone tonight and tomorrow. You can get your tickets on the website. And, of course, check out any information at the Comedy Zone on our socials. Dude, you're not here alone.
I'm not. I brought my street dog from Peru.
Yeah, Wendy.
Wendy, I found her in the streets, yeah, South America.
And Wendy has her own Instagram page, which I just found.
Yeah. Wendy's a big star.
Wendy's awesome. Tell us about, like, where did you get...
Well, I was down in Peru on a mountain climbing expedition, and I wanted to bring a street dog up to the base camp. And so I found Wendy, tried to bring her into the hotel, which we were staying at for a few days before going up to the mountains. And they wouldn't let her in the hotel, so I slept with her outside of the hotel in a tent.
Aww.
And we just really bonded, and she followed me around for 3 weeks, and I brought her home.
That's awesome.
So now, it's so funny, too, because on the way over here, they're telling me about a comedian who got in a lot of trouble for saying that he got a service dog vest for his dog, because he loves his dog so much. Well, I don't know what the problem was with that guy, because I have serious issues. So my doctor insists that I have Wendy with me everywhere I go. We've traveled together to 4 different countries and 22 different states.
That's a service dog.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. She's never made the slightest little peep in public, never peed in a hotel room or anything. She's totally trained. She spent months with a dog trainer.
Was Wendy the woman you were dating at the time, or?
No. It was just the first name that popped into my head. I thought that I would be doling out names to, like, hundreds of dogs. And it just turned out that the first one I named was the one.
It was Wendy.
And it was a little bit appropriate. You know, I took her away from her life off to some, you know, crazy land.
Yeah. So while you were in Peru, did you do the whole, like, Machu Picchu and the Rainbow Mountains and all that?
It was a different part of Peru. We were in the Andes mountain range, and I want to say that Machu Picchu is more south.
Okay. My au pair is about to go there, and she literally leaves on Sunday, and I'm a nervous wreck.
She's going to Peru?
She's traveling by herself, too.
What?
She is going by herself. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm tracking her phone. It's a whole thing.
Like Lima is
she's doing Lima too.
It's a gnarly place.
Yeah.
Lima is super gnarly.
Should I be afraid that she's going by herself?
Gnarly in the 80s used to mean cool. Does it still mean cool?
It's not.
It's rough?
Yeah.
Oh.
The first people I met, they said they really wanted to take a photo with me, but they had their phone stolen at gunpoint, I think.
Oh, great.
Don't be concerned. I'm looking for a different au pair.
Yeah, I'm just going to get online and cancel her plane ticket right now.
So we have the Steve-O bio in front of us. We told our producer, Nicole, who's here to like look up some things. Did you leave anything out, Nicole? Or is everything on?
I think everything's good.
I have a colorful Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
It's not from Wikipedia. It's from your website.
Okay, gotcha.
Have you read your Wikipedia page, and have you ever seen anything on there that you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Yes, and I did an interview recently called Wikipedia Fact or Fiction, which was supposed to get it all corrected, but I think it still says I've been married twice when I haven't to people, you know, from...
Anybody good or...
No, it doesn't say that I'm married to any celebrities, but yeah, it's just a lot of wrong stuff, and I'm a little bit resentful about that whole setup, because I was... someone reached out to me, a friend, who has this guy, Hank, from Turbo Negro. And he's got a tour, and they said, oh, we go do this interview to help promote the tour. They want to interview about this tour.
Right.
And I showed up. They never even asked me about it. And then after the interview, they put out these crazy headlines that I didn't even say about, like, a Jackass 4 movie, which wasn't even true. And so it's like...
Nobody checks their facts.
They reached out under false pretenses, put out false headlines to get clicks, and then their whole Wikipedia interview, I don't think, changed a single false piece of information on my Wikipedia page.
That sucks. Hey, so help us get a click. help us get a click.
Sure.
Have you talked to Bam at all? Like, what's going on in his world? Because he was in the news last week.
Correct. He's been consistently in the news. And what can I say, man? He's
calling off for support?
Well, yeah. He's been on a tour of rehabs and psych wards for now years. And I haven't caught him in person on the last two or three stops, but the five ones previous, I was there. Like, I drove down to Philly from New York when he was in the psych ward, and every time I've shown up to, okay, you know, like, you understand that, you know, we're kind of trapped in a cycle now, and we keep going around the same loop. He doesn't seem... to get it still. He's in treatment right now, apparently passed his last drug test, which is great news, but he's still just not like really resistant to the idea of.
And you have a history, dude. Like we were reading that you've been sober now for how long?
11 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. And congratulations.
Thank
really
you, man.
It's not easy.
Well, it's not easy to continue the way I was going. That's I would say it's easier to do this than that. And, like, I'm so grateful that I suffer from alcoholism and addiction to the extent that I do, because it was really black and white. I couldn't continue that way. You know, I had to do something. And as a result, now I've got all this, you know, time that I've spent being really focused and deliberately doing the things I aspire to do.
What do you think your, like, aha moment was?
I had an intervention that Knoxville organized where it wasn't like on TV when they ask you if you're willing to accept help. They told me that I was going to a psych ward, and I've been sober ever since. Good.
Yeah. Do you think maybe
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The crew you were hanging out with, too, doing the jackass stunts was like...
The jackass crew had no part in the depths that I went to.
Okay.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
We're happy for you, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks,
man. You got your
stuff
together.
The best is that I was able to hang on to all of my craziness and my zaniness.
Yeah, and now you have it on the bucket list tour.
Oh, it's this new
your
tour.
Comedy tour.
This new tour is so crazy. Probably people know because I've been to the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte. You know, I don't know if this is my fourth or fifth time, but doing stand-up over the last 9 years, gradually my worlds have converged. Where now, what the bucket list tour, which I'm on, I had this bag of ideas that was so absurd. I never thought I was going to go through with it. I mean, honestly, my idea for... for like one of them, it's a good example, is that I figured skydiving, everybody does it, so I'm going to waste my time. I always said if I go skydiving, because the first time you have to have a dude strapped on your back, well, I'm going to be butt naked and furiously servicing myself. Or I'm going to be really cranking it. And then at the point of no return, you know, right when I'm about to complete, that's when I leave the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, tumbling out of an airplane, peeing white.
And? Yeah. Have we done it?
Yeah, I did that as well as everything on the list. You know, riding a bicycle while having general anesthesia drugs, you know, like entered into to an IV.
Does anybody help you come up with this list, or is this like all in your head?
You need to be in our meetings.
I came up with it, just over the years.
And do you, so like we come up with ideas too, Steve-O, for our radio show, and we have to run them past, like we have a
standards
legal department.
Practices.
Oh, yeah,
and
there's like an
actual, attorney who's gone to college for years to get their law degree, and they're like, hold on a second, the MRL show wants to run Roy's foot over, our other co-host, and I hear with a car to see if he'll scream? Like, no.
Right. I get it.
I went to school for this.
And I have none of that.
Yeah, you do it on your own.
I have none of that. But what I do have is legal waivers posted all around the venues. So, you know, so that people, it's like, by entering this showroom, you acknowledge that you're going to see like X-rated stuff and this and that. And like, you know, you consent to.
If you're here, you consent.
I say it on stage too. I warn people that if watching poop come out of, you know, my rear in 4K, like like up close.
Soon 8K. There's new 8K TVs coming. Yeah.
There's this one bit that's kind of poopy. But I say if seeing that is going to upset you, that is the least of your concerns. it's a heavy duty gnarly show. And if anything, after my warning, if anybody gets upset by any footage they see, that's their fault.
Steve-O with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, going to be at the Comedy Zone tonight and tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday.
But yeah, so the way it works is
tell us about your stand.
I made a whole act out of this crazy bucket list, and the show is a journey through it. And after each bit, I screen it, so the footage lives on the tour.
Oh, nice,
that's cool.
Yeah,
so we'll get to see footage.
Right, I've been. Oh yeah, it's a multimedia show.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
Mike, then, are you ready for that?
Ready.
Runner, the guy that runs the
comedy. And there's a free meet and greet after every show with the whole audience.
Nice.
Anybody,
you look good too, by the way, dude.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the hair's growing in nicely. You got the glasses looks going on.
Thanks, man. I don't know how, because I'm in deep trouble with sugar and crappy food.
But look at you. You don't put on any weight.
I don't get it.
I'm sure being on the road, too, you're staying busy. Like,
yeah, and I got Wendy with me. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand.
So she eats all the crappy food and you eat the...
No, I eat all the crappy food, but she makes me walk more.
Wasn't your dad... Didn't I read this or hear it? Maybe I heard it on Stern. Like that.
He was a big corporate executive.
For Coke?
Pepsi-Cola.
Okay. So you don't drink a lot...
Did you just swear?
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, I'll end it. We're recording, bud, so it's all
remember
good.
Remember how I said we get in trouble a lot?
Did you always growing up have your refrigerator full of Pepsi Cola products?
We did. We absolutely had.
So that sugar didn't even screw you up.
It's crazy.
Some people's metabolism is just, we hate you.
And I just went to my buddy Dr. Drew because I got in trouble with my girl. I never even saw this
Your
coming.
Fiance.
My fiance, correct. I had a guy during the meet and greet after one of my shows. He said, oh, man, if I grab my tattoo gun, will you tattoo me? And I said, oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'll do that real quick. And so I tattooed it on his butt cheek, Yo Mama's name. And it was great. And I did it in like about a minute. And I came back to the hotel room and I said to my fiance, oh, check it out. She said, you tattooed a guy with no gloves? She says, we're not having sex without a condom for the next 6 months.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? You know, like I didn't have any cuts or anything, you know?
And he can come back to you. If he gets infected, he's going to nail you for it.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's how radio works. It's the same thing. We can't do stuff like that.
Right.
Show Steve-O your tat.
So I went to...
The one that Cam designed. Cam Newton.
Oh, cool.
QB1.
The one love. Like,
yep. He wrote that and she got it tatted. She's
That's
nuts.
Great.
Yeah.
So I went to my buddy Dr. Drew and I said, help me out, dude. You know, my girl's got a rubber band on me. You know? so he withdrew blood and sent it. Of course, you know, there's this gestation period, so all that test says is that I didn't have AIDS 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But Dr. Drew got me. He gave me a couple extra vials of my own blood just to play with and, you know, do silly pranks.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Which I'm thrilled about. He also
did you bring
sent
it?
Me. I did
it. Oh,
it's
damn.
In my fridge at home. He also
what do you do with that? What do you plan on doing with that?
Like, I don't want to give away my idea, but I will. I had this old prank I did with a condom, which I filled with. Liquid detergent, so it looked real, and like I made an obscene, like sort of a fake load in it,
mm-hmm.
And so when I went walking around on Hollywood Boulevard, and everyone who asked to take a picture with me, I said, "Oh yeah, oh dude, check it out! I just did this thing." And I pull it out the, you know, and I'm like swinging in the air, put my arm around him. Crazy how like people want a selfie so bad that they're like, "Oh yeah, and I'm handing it to him and stuff."
And they're like, "Whatever for the selfie."
Yeah, it was so great. The condom prank was such a hit. And then I thought, let me do a tampon prank. So I did kind of the same thing with the tampon, but the fake blood looked, it just didn't look real at all. And so now with this real blood that Dr. Drew gave me, we can pour it onto a tampon and let it do its thing where it gets all gross.
Nice. Loren, you asked.
And,
I did. I'm sorry. Right. You know what? It's normally you.
I asked the question. That's one too far. But yeah.
Credit to my girl, because I was just going to go kind of do the same thing. You know, when someone asks me to take a picture, I'm like, "Oh yeah, dude, and check it out. I just got so laid." You know? but she said, "No, you already did that." And so we've come up with a bunch of different ideas where my girl wearing a miniskirt will ask someone to take a photo, you know, on the sidewalk. And she'll be like, "Oh, dude, in person, I'm going to get, you know." So she'll jump up in the air and do like an Eddie Van Halen or David Lee Roth jump. Mm-hmm. And it'll fall out like onto the ground.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
You're so funny.
Right. And then maybe I'll creep up, like, you know, and pick it up off the ground. We'll do it a million different ways.
Steve-O with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Dude, thanks for coming by.
Oh, hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Check out his stand-up show. There's a whole... Loren, it's not just a stand-up show. There's a whole multimedia event happening at the Comedy Zone.
It legitimately plays like a Jackass movie premiere and a stand-up show and a meet and greet.
Awesome. CLTComedyZone.com for tickets. Thanks, Steve-O, bud. Thanks for dropping
thank
in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.